පළවෙනි උපලේඛනය සංශෝධන දෙපාර්තමේන්තු ගරු ඇමතුමා.
First schedule, ne?
Oh.
Yeah. Page 198. Delete line 5 and substitute the following. Income of a resident or non-resident individual for a year off. 2. Delete line 8 and substitute the following. Not exceeding rupees 600,000. 4% of the amount in excess of rupees 0. In the first schedule, page 200, delete lines 16 to 35, both inclusive, and substitute the following. 4, the type of income referred to in subparagraph 2C shall be income from a business consisting of betting and gaming, liquor or tobacco. 2, tax rate for partnerships, where a partnership's taxable income includes gains from the realization of investment assets. Those gains shall be taxed to the partnership at the rate of 10%. 3, tax rates for trusts. 1, subject to the provisions of subparagraph 2, the taxable income of a trust for a year of assessment to which subsection 1 of section 57 applies shall be taxed at the rate of 24%. 5, delete line 13 and substitute the following. F, in a case of a company predominantly engaged in an undertaking. Where a trust taxable income includes gains from the realization of investment assets, then A, those gains shall be taxed to the trust at the rate of 10%. And B, only the remainder of the trust taxable income shall be taxed at that rate, at the rate referred to in subparagraph 1. 3, where a trust taxable income, not otherwise covered by this paragraph, includes gains from the realization of investment assets, those gains shall be taxed to the trust at the rate of 10%. Page 201, first schedule. 1. Delete line 4 and substitute.
Later on.
Ah, okay.
204 as amended.
This is the first schedule. I'm still going on.
First schedule, yeah.
Shall I go on?
Yeah.
Again, I'll read from the first schedule. 1, delete line 4 and substitute the following. B, in the case of a company predominantly conducting a business of. 2, delete line 6 and substitute the following. C, in the case of a company predominantly conducting an agricultural. 3, delete line 10 and substitute the following. Excluding such income which is merely incidental to another business, 40%. 4, delete line 11 and substitute the following. E, in the case of a company predominantly providing educational. 5, delete line 13 and substitute the following. F, in the case of a company predominantly engaged in an undertaking. 6, delete line 15 and substitute the following. G, in the case of a company predominantly providing information. 7, delete line 28 and substitute the following. Board has been in class A or class B. 8, immediately after line 35, insert the following. 3, predominantly means 80% or more, calculated based on gross income. And I'll go on to page 202. First schedule, delete line 9 and substitute the following. Income of a unit trust or mutual fund to which section 59 applies for. Page 203, first schedule, delete line 20 and substitute the following. Profits under section 62 shall be within brackets 14%. Page 203 again, delete line 32 to 34, both inclusive, and substitute the following. 1, in the case of interest or discount paid to a resident person other than an individual who is a senior citizen in relation to a bank deposit account, 5%. Page 204, first schedule, insert the following immediately after line 14. 3, the rate of tax to be withheld from payments to which Section 84(2) applies, 2.5%.
ආකාරයට පළවෙනි උපලේඛනයේ සභාවකද දෙවෙනි උපලේඛනයේ
ගරු
ඇමතුමා
යා second schedule page 205 delete line 5 to 45 both inclusive and substitute the following one a person who invests in Sri Lanka other than the expansion of an existing business during a year of assessment shall be granted enhanced capital allowance computed in accordance with this paragraph in addition to the capital allowances computed under the fourth schedule. Two, a capital allowance of 100% of the expenses incurred by a person on depreciable assets other than intangible assets during a year of assessment shall be granted to that person for that year if the total expenses incurred by that person during that year on depreciable assets other than intangible assets assets that are used in a part of Sri Lanka other than the northern province exceeds 3 million but does not exceed US dollars 100 million. Three, a capital allowance of 150% of the expenses incurred by a person on depreciable assets other than intangible assets during a year of assessment shall be granted to that person for that year if the total expenses incurred by that person during that year on depreciable assets other than intangible assets that are used in a part of Sri Lanka other than the northern province exceeds US dollars 100 million. Four, a capital allowance of 200 of the expenses incurred by a person on depreciable assets other than intangible assets during a year of assessment shall be granted to that person for that year where the total expenses incurred by that person during that year on depreciable assets other than intangible assets that are used in the northern province exceeds US dollars 3 million. Five, a capital allowance of 150%, 50% of the expenses incurred by a person on assets or shares of a state-owned company during a year of assessment shall be granted to that state-owned company for that year if the total expenses incurred by that person during that year on the assets of a state-owned company that are used in a part of Sri Lanka exceeds US dollars 250 million. Page 206, second schedule, one, delete lines 1 to 22, both inclusive. Two, delete lines 36 and 37 and substitute the following. Where a person has incurred more than US dollars 1,000 million on depreciable assets other than intangible assets in Sri Lanka or entitled to enhanced capital allowance under subparagraph 5 of paragraph 1 in respect. Again, page 207, second schedule 1, insert immediately after line 19 the following. State-owned company means any company where 50% or more of the shares are held by the government and includes a company of which 40% or more of the shares held by the government are acquired by a person for an amount less than US dollars 250 million and two, delete lines 23 to 35, both inclusive. Again, page 208. Second schedule, delete lines 5 and 6 and substitute the following. More than US dollars 1,000 million on depreciable assets other than intangible assets in Sri Lanka are entitled to an enhanced capital allowance under subparagraph 5 of paragraph 1 and that dividend is paid out of profits. Two, delete lines 12 and 13 and substitute the following. Incurred more than US dollars 1,000 million on depreciable assets other than intangible assets in Sri Lanka or entitled to an enhanced capital allowance under subparagraph 5 of paragraph 1 and that dividend is paid out of.
සංසද ආකාරයට ගරු දිනේෂ් ගුණවර්ධන
මැතිතුමාගෙන් just to get a clarification.
Capital asset depreciation does not include land. You know? Yeah. Yeah, does not include the cost of the land. That's something I'd like to say.
Amatuma, Amatuma, Aperate, Dupatma, Palata, Ua Palata. Nang Obatuma may Sialu Sahanavaling, Baduling, Nidaskaran, Uturu Palata Vitrai. You read what you propose. We have no objection to northern province being given that tax concession, but give it to the poorest province of Sri Lanka, which is Uwa also.
All of Sri Lanka is getting
no exempt. Now you read what you just read through.
Northern province is just coming after a war which lasted for nearly 26
years. We agree.
Years,
it is
we
coming
have
after.
Given them some extra. Making
Iwat Kirima Kena Taksir Vasak Sanda, make a Uttur Palata, Hara Kena Vachaneti, and again a Kesikataluan, ne? Namut Merate, Dupatma Palata, Uva Palata. And I'm Uva Palata, Haragela, Dan.
Palato, they are a Cielu Denatama, Vishala was saying, may. ඒ විතරක් නෙමෙයි දැන් හම්බන්තොට වරායේ වාසිය ඔය ඔබතුමා කියන ප්‍රදේශයට මොනරාගල්ට වැඩියෙන්ම ලැබෙනවා ඔබතුමාලා ඔකට විරුද්ධව යනවා පෙළපාලි නමුත් ඒකේ වාසිය ලැබෙන්නේ මොනරාගලටයි මාතරටයි හම්බන්තොටටයි ගාල්ලටයි
මාතරටයි
තියෙනවා වාසි මම
නැහැ
ආයෝජනය කිරීමේදී බදු වලින් කිසිම බද්දක් අය කරන්න නැති පළාතක් හැටියට උතුරු දාන. හරි. හරි. නමුත් අපේ රටේ දුප්පත්ම පළාත ඌව පළාත.
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා
ඒකත් ඇතුල් කරන්න කියලායි අපි ඉල්ලන්නේ.
හොඳයි ඔව්.
මේ රටේ අනා
උතුරටවත්
කිසිම. හොඳයි. ගරු ඇමෙත්තමා මොකද්ද?
ඔබතුමාගේ ජාතිවාදය ඔබතුමා තරම් නැහැ. ඔබතුමා විශිෂ්ට පුද්ගලෙක්. ඔබතුමාට හැම වෙලේම මේ උතුර ගැන මොකද්දෝ බීතිකාවක් තියෙනවා. මේ රටේ මේ බදු සහන අපි කාටවත් දෙන්නේ නැහැ. We have done away with tax exemption.
හොඳයි. අමුතුම මොකද්ද එතුමා මේක ඉදිරිපත් කරේ නැහැ වත් තීරණය කරන්න.
එතුමාගේ අදහසක් මේ ඉදිරි.
ඔව් ඒක තමයි ඔබතුමා පිළිගන්නවද?
අපෝ නැහැ. දිවි හිමියෙන් පිළිගන්න.
හරි කරු බන්දර ගුණවද මැතුමා?
සර්
මේකමද
සර් ගරු ඇමැත්තුමා එකඟ වුණා අපි සමග සාකච්ඡාවේදී මේ පස්වෙනි උපලේඛනයේ සේවක අර්ථසාධක අරමුදලේ සේවා නියුක්තිකයන් එහෙම සේවා යෝජකයන්ගෙන් වෙන කොටසට සියල්ල බද්දෙන් ඉවත්
අපි පහට ආවේ නැහැ ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා දැන් ඉන්නේ දෙක
ඒකේ තියෙන්නේ 225 වෙනි පිටුවේ සේවා නියුක්තියන්ගෙන් විශ්‍රාම ලැබූ වෙලාවේදී හෝ ඉන්පසු කොමසාරි ජෙනරාල්වරයා විසින් අනුමත කර ලැබුවා වූ අර්ථසාධක අරමුදලෙන් ඒ තැනැත්තෙකු විසින් ගෙවුණු ලැබුවා වූද අපි යෝජනා කරනවා එකී තැනැත්තා විසින් සහ සේවා යෝජකයා විසින් එකී අරමුදලට ගෙවන ලද දායක මුදල් කියන කොටස එකතු කරන්න. එහෙම කළොත් පමණයි
යෝජනාවක් නෙමෙයිනේ මේ කියන්නේ.
නෑ මේ තියෙන වගන්තිය වෙනස් කළේ නැත්තම් මේ සේවකයා ලබන ප්‍රතිලාභය බද්දෙන් නිදාස් වෙන්නේ නැහැ. ඒකට අදාළ පේළිය තමයි 225 වෙනි පිටුවේ පළවෙනි උපලේඛනයේ 3.2 ඡේදයේ 8 වෙනි පේළිය ඉවත් කරන්න ඕනේ.
මොන වගන්තියද?
දැන් අපි ඉන්නේ 3rd schedule එක ළඟ.
අපි 2nd schedule ඉවරයි.
සිංහල අර ඉංග්‍රීසි එක කියද්ද
මේ අපි තව ආවේ නැහැ අපි දැන් අපි ඉන්නේ දෙවෙනි එකේ සෝෂලි ගෝටු ද එතෙන් ගහම කතා ගන්න හරි සෙකන්ඩ් ෂෙඩියුල් සංසද ආකාරයේ සභාවෙකද
මේකේ තියෙනවා මේක
තුන්වෙනිකට ඇවිල්ලා නැහැ
තුන්වෙනි උපලේඛනය කියවන්න
ඔව්
සංශෝධනය කරු හැමතුමා
H209 3rd schedule ඔව් දැන් තමයි තුන්වෙනි උපලේඛනයට අපි එන්නේ එක Delete lines 11 to 13, both inclusive and substitute the following. 3. Any university which is established or deemed to be established under the University Act No. 16 of 1978 or the Buddhist and Pali University of Sri Lanka, Act No. 74 of 1981. 4. Any government-assisted private school other than incorporated under the Companies Act number 7 of 2007, which is registered with the Ministry of Education and mandated to follow the circulars issued by the government and the Ministry of Education, 5, any registered society within the meaning of the Cooperative Societies Law number 5 of 1972, 2, delete lines 31 to 36, both inclusive, and substitute the following. E, any amount paid to an employee at the time of retirement from, now I think this is what the gent was speaking about, any pension fund or the employee's trust fund established by the Employee's Trust Fund Act number 46 of 1980 as represents income derived by that fund for any period commencing on or after April 1st, 1987 from investments made by it and to a provident fund approved by the Commissioner General. May Okoma Piatrat Kalatiene?
Make a Tavatiano.
Make a Janta Vimukti Peramunat Abe Yojana, may Deepu Evapi, may Atulat Kara, may Tapatema. Third schedule, delete line 39 and substitute the following. One, gain made on realization of an asset consisting. Page 211, third schedule. Delete line 31 to 33, both inclusive, and substitute the following. Q, benefits received or derived by an employee of the Government of Sri Lanka from a road vehicle permit issued to that employee. R, the profits and income from any property donated by royal or other grants before March 2nd, 1815, to any place of public worship administered by a charitable institution insofar as possible. So far as such profits and incomes are applied to the purposes for which such grant was made, mekat me obathumalla degollama meka deepu yojanawak. S, dividends from and gains on the realization of shares in a non-resident company were derived by resident company with respect to a substantial participation in the non-resident company. In this paragraph, substantial participation means, one, holding 10% or more of the value of shares in the company, excluding redeemable shares, together with, two, control, either directly or indirectly, of 10% or more for the voting power in the company, T, any amount derived by a person from the sale of any gem on which tax has been deducted under subsection 2 of section 84.
That's the third section.
සාමාන්‍ය සෑම කෙනෙක්ම උපේන විට බද්ධ ගෙවනවා පාර්ලිමේන්තු මන්ත්‍රීවරුන්ගේ වැටපටත් ඒ බද්ධට ඇතුල් වෙලා තිබෙනවා
ශ්‍රී ලංකා නිදහස් පක්ෂයනුත් ගෙනාපු යෝජනාවක් අනුව ජනාධිපතිවරයාගේ වැටුපත් මේකෙන්
බද්ධට ඇතුළත් නෑ තාම කිව්වේ නෑ ඔයා කිව්වට හරියන්නේ නෑනේ දැන් අයින් කරනවා
කියලා කියලා තියෙනවා
මේක අපි ඩිලීට් කරලා තියෙන්නේ ඒක හරියට
ඩිලීට් කරනවා කියලා කිව්වා
හරි ඒක අපි
ඩිලීට් කරමු
හතරේ නේ
ඒක ඇත්ත වශයෙන්ම මේ අනුරදි සානායක මැතිතුමා ඒ ඉල්ලීම ආවේ කාගෙන්වත් නෙමෙයි ජනාධිපතිතුමාගෙන්මයි.
හරි හොඳයි. සංසංස් ගෙන්ස්.
මම එනකොට මේක හදලා ඉවරයි. ඊට පස්සේ තමයි
හතරවෙනි එකට සංශෝධන ඉදපත්.
ආ හරි.
හතරවෙනි.
ඊට පස්සේ හතරවෙනි එකටනේ.
ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න.
Fourth schedule sir. Delete line 15 and substitute the following. Intangible asset has an indefinite useful life, 20. Fourth.
Sanskrit Akare Sabayagada.
Aye. Fifth schedule.
Paswini Upalekane. Garu Amitama.
Mekat me yojana avat me degolla ge maava me ekabad the vipakshenu janta vimukti peramunat ekabad the kandayama. E, in the case of a resident individual or partner of a partnership with income earned in foreign currency in Sri Lanka, from any service rendered in or outside Sri Lanka to any person outside Sri Lanka to be utilized outside Sri Lanka. Rupees 15 million for each year of assessment up to the total of such income of for the year. That's all for the
Sanchana Akara Sabha Engada.
Aye.
Hayaveni Upalekaneya Garu Ematthuma.
Hayaveni Upalekaneya, delete line 4 to 8, both inclusive, and substitute the following. One, a person who invests in Sri Lanka other than expansion of existing business on depreciable assets mentioned in subparagraph 4 during a year of assessment shall be granted enhanced capital allowances computed in accordance with this paragraph in addition to the capital allowances computed under the fourth schedule. Delete line 11 and substitute the following. Subparagraph 4 during a year of assessment shall be granted to that. 3, delete line 16 and substitute the following. On depreciable assets mentioned in subparagraph 4 during a year of. 4, delete line 21 and substitute the following. A, class 1 and class 4 assets within the meaning of paragraph 1 of the. 5, delete lines 27 to 29, both inclusive and substitute the following. 5, depreciation allowances arising with respect to a particular year of assessment shall be taken in that year and cannot be deferred to a later year of assessment. That's the sixth one, eh? There's one more. Page 218, insert the following immediately after line 14, life insurance. The portion of the gains and profits of an insurer engaged in the business of life insurance that is deemed as income of the life insurer under section 67(2) shall be taxed at the rate of 14% for 3 years of assessment after the commencement of that. Information technology. 5, a company is entitled to an additional deduction when calculating the company's income from business for a year of assessment equal to 35% of the total amount deducted for the year under this Act that represents payments made by the company which are to be included in calculating the taxable income of its employees other than as a company director where that company A, conducts a business which predominantly consists of providing information technology services within the meaning of the first schedule, B, has at least 50 employees during the whole of the year, and C, reports those employees in the statement that the company as a withholding agent is required to file under Section 86. 2, a company which is entitled for deduction under this paragraph shall not be entitled to an enhanced capital allowance under paragraph 1 of the schedule. 3, notwithstanding anything in Section 19(1), where the deduction under this paragraph results in an unrelieved loss for a company, that unrelieved loss shall not be deducted in any succeeding year of assessment. Headquarters relocation. Notwithstanding anything in the first schedule, any institution established on or after 1st of October 2017 by relocating in Sri Lanka the headquarters or regional head offices of institutions in the international network as specified by the Commissioner General by notice published in the Gazette shall be taxed at the rate of 0% for 3 years of assessment after the commencement of this Act. Renewable energy. 7, notwithstanding anything in the first schedule, any person who has entered into a standardized power purchase agreement on or before November 10, 2016 with the Ceylon Electricity Board to provide electricity generated using renewable sources shall be taxed at the rate of 14% for the 3 years of assessment after the commencement of the Act. Research and development, a person is entitled to an additional deduction when calculating the person's income from business from a year of assessment equal to 100% of the total amount of research and development expenses deducted for the year under Section 15 for 3 years of assessment after the commencement of this act. I think at last.
ප්‍රඥාපති වගන්තිය සභාවෙක්ගද නාමය සභාවෙක්ගද පාර්ලිමේන්තුව යළි රැස් වේ. ඔඩ ප්‍රීස් පනත් කෙටුම් පත පාර්ග සභාජී සලකලා බලා සංසවිධි සහිතව සම්මත කරන ලද බව දන්වනු කැමැත්තෙමි. ගරු
now I would like to move the third reading. And I move that the bill now be read for the third time. I also request to give permission to correct typological errors, numerical errors and consequential amendments of the bill.
Divide me. ඔය ඩිවිෂන් එක අන්නා කළ සියරජනාම වාඩිවෙන්ඩ චන්දය ප්‍රකාශ කිරීම අවස්ථාව වෝටින් පෝග්‍රෙස් යම් කිසි ගරු මන්ත්‍රයකට ඡන්දේදීමට අපහුත්තාව ඇතිබුණනම් කරුණා කරලා දැනුවත් කරන්න. හිඩ. ගරු දිනේශ්කවනාද මැත්තුමා ඔබතුමාගේ ඡන්දය ප්‍රකාශ කරන්නේ කොයි ආකාරයටද? විරුද්ධයි. උච්චරද? ගරු සාලින්ද දිසානායක මන්ත්‍රීතුමා විරුද්ධයි. ෆීල්ඩ් මාර්ෂල් ගරු සරත් ෆොන්සේක මැත්තුමා පක්ෂයි. Order, please. May Chande, order, please. පක්ෂව ඡන්ද 89ක් සහ අමතර එකයි 90යි. විපක්ෂව 24යි, අමතර එකයි 25යි. පක්ෂව 90යි, විපක්ෂව 25යි. Abstain nothing. මොකද කියන්නේ?
තුන්වෙනි කියවීම සම්මතයි.
ඒ 90 තුන්වෙනි කියවීම සම්මතයි. ඔව්. දේශීය ආදායම් 50 කෙටුම්පත තුන්වෙනි වර කියවා සංශෝධන සහිතව සම්මත කරන ලද බව දන්න උණු කැමැත්තෙමි. ගරු සභානායකතුමා කල් තැබීම
පාර්ලිමේන්තු ඒජන්ටිල් 10:30 AM tomorrow.
පාර්ලිමේන්තු ඒජන්ට්